Thank you. that's just good stuff. You know, you listen to that. For many people, I think it's safe to say that's what jazz should sound like. It's driving and rhythmic and all sorts of neat stuff, energy throughout. That was from an album called Trilogy 3 Live, obviously, with Chick Corea and on piano, Brian Blade on drums, and I'm blocking on the bass player. Sorry about that. Hang on just a second here. I've got to get it right. Christian McBride. How could I not have remembered that? The trio plays so well together. That was from their final tour. I don't think that long before Corea actually died. He died, I think, in late 20. That was obviously in Europe in their last tour, Trilogy 3. A great album. You'd Be So Easy to Love. That's from the classic American songbook, as the term calls it. Some neat stuff. The album is called Liederhalle Stuttgart, 1969. Probably released on other albums with other titles, but that's the one that I knew best from a way back. Liederhalle Stuttgart, 1969. And it's 11:12 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. My name's Keith Black, and it's my privilege to be able to share some great music with you on a weekly basis. And as we stream and archive at CKUW.ca, you have access to it anytime your little heart desires. Well, I'm moving into my historical segment today, and I mentioned that I had not played Cannonball Adderley for a long, long time, maybe as a sideman on an earlier album way back a couple of years ago, but not as the leader. And the band, the quintet, recorded this album in Europe with Nat Adderley on trumpet, Victor Gaslin on bass, Roy McCurdy on drums, and believe it or not, Joe Zawinul on piano and keys. This is a really neat album. Cannonball Adderley took a lot of flack from some purists in the jazz world, figuring that he'd gone too commercial and too poppy and whatever else. But he was solid. And I mean, his discography with people like Miles and whatever else just sort of puts paid to that argument. That's not on. And Nat Adderley, I mentioned just at the intro, and I've mentioned, I guess, over the years a few times, one of the best jazz concerts I've ever attended in my life in terms of energy and communication with the audience and whatever was right here at the University of Winnipeg with the Nat Adderley Quintet. Now, Nat Adderley plays trumpet, and he plays trumpet with his brother here, with Cannonball on saxophone, with the rest of the quintet. And the album is called Liederhalle Stuttgart 1969, and that's where this was recorded. I'm jumping around here. I'm reading the wrong lines of my notes, and that can get me into trouble. Anyhow, from 1969, I'm going to play a set from the Cannonball Adderley Quintet here, starting with Rumpelstiltskin, then the Bernstein tune Somewhere from West Side Story, The Painted Desert, Oh Babe, and Work Song. There's the five tracks you're going to hear from Cannonball Adderley and the Quintet, starting with Rumpelstiltskin. Hey!
Thank you. Thank you. somewhere.
Thank you. you. Thank you.
Oh, baby.
A little strategic screaming by Joe Zabinu and Victor Gaskin.
Work song, that last track, sort of a neo-bop classic track that was recorded by a lot of people, including Cannonball Adderley, whom you heard there. My historical segment from 1969, recorded in Stuttgart with the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, including his brother sort of doing some lyrics there, and a lot of screaming from Jozov, and all sort of a very unusual album. I don't know how well known that is, that album. It's not hugely popular. It's been in my collection for so long I can't even remember when I picked it up. But it is sort of neat, and I haven't sampled it forever. So I thought today was a time to let the Cannonball have a little bit of air time. And so now it's 11:52, and I'll let you catch your breath with all this critical information.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Nice to hear your voice. Robin used to be the program director here, and it's always nice to hear her voice again after all that time. And I know you know all you need to know about this neat little station. And, well, almost all. The one other thing that, because she is doing it generically, this program is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. It's streamed and archived, as you heard, at ckuw.ca. Well, moving on from my historical segment today, coming back right to the present and right to Canada. Ingrid Jensen is a trumpeter of a great renown in the Canadian jazz scene, very well respected, with very good reason. She has a new quartet release out, and it's called Landings. The notes say, takes flight on landings. Isn't that cute? Anyhow, the group has collaborators Gary Versace on organ, Marvin Sewell on guitar, and Jan Wicken on drums. This is a quartet that is really great. The liner notes also say that it can go from 0 to 60 at the drop of a hat, often with music that is both composed and then free, intricate and swinging and whatever. Some very neat notes about it. I'm going to let you make up your own mind about all of that. So here is Ingrid Jensen and her quartet from this brand new album called Landings. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is Many Homes, Many Places, and the second one is simply called Home. Here's Ingrid Jensen.